How you doing? It's your boy Chaplain Drew here on Let's Talk Chivalry. You know, the show that basically dispels the myth that men and women can't speak the same language in which to procreate. Listen, I just want you to know that, listen, whatever you're going through, God hears a fervent prayer. So let him know the desire of your heart and be sincere. Hey, listen, if you ever need me, I'm here for you. All in all, be encouraged, my friend. Peace. How you doing? It's your boy Drew Hines, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Chivalry. Now, today I just want to talk to my men, but before I go through, for those who haven't listened to the show before, Let's Talk Chivalry basically dispels the myth that men and women can positively communicate in which to procreate. So, men, today's topic, I've been pondering, it's been on my spirit for a little minute, it's going to be called Be a Man. And in this episode, I want to talk to you brothers about a couple different things. So let's start it off like this. Now, we know as far as in society, we talk about relationships. We know when we talk about relationships between men and women, we know there's roles. And I don't want to say roles in a sense where, you know, who washes the dishes, who should be working a full-time job. I'm talking about the roles of a man in a sense when, you know, a man has to understand that, you know, he's a provider, protector. And also, when it comes to the children, of course, he needs to help the kids have that sense of security, help them with their emotional security, and make sure they have substance. Of course, a lot of times the women, they have the vibe where they can be the nurturer for the kids and whatnot. And we also know that, you know, the woman usually is more of an advisor. We know the women are way smarter than us men, so just, it is what it is, guys, so just deal with it. But as men, we're supposed to be there to make the woman have that emotional security, as well as the kids have the emotional security. But for men, how can you give, you know, security when you yourself don't have security? So brothers, we need to talk, all right? So as men, we need to make sure that we have a security. A lot of times, security comes from financial security, emotional security. And these are things that we have to really just spend time with ourselves. And be honest, you know? Now, how can I get in a relationship when I know I don't have security? And when we talk about security for men, a lot, like I said before, it usually comes from that financial security. So with men, we have to go ahead and be able to know that we can provide and protect financially. And in that, of course, we have to have a career. I'm seeing more and more, in fact, I was talking to this young man recently, and, you know, he has a little 9-to-5 or whatnot, and it so happened that, you know, a gentleman was married and had kids. He was around age 20, 24. And this gentleman, you know, like I said, he was married with kids. But he wasn't, he was in a job. And a lot of times when we talk about job, we know that's just over broke, you know? So just one paycheck away from being, you know, unemployed, no security. So, you know, I was talking to him, and I'm like, okay, listen, even with your family, do you guys, do you teach your kids, you know, about generational wealth? You know, do they know the difference between assets and liabilities? And he was just looking at me with a blank stare, like, I've heard of it. I'm like, see, this is what we need to get. There's no way we can have generational wealth if we don't understand money management. So let's go back to basic real quick. I'm just going to touch on it, and then we'll move from there. So let's talk about it. You know, there's a lot of different cultures who understand money management and how it works. The difference between assets and liabilities. The simplest way, like my man said in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, was, you know, assets, put money in your pocket, liabilities, take it out. And just even that simple mindset makes a big difference when you're talking about investments and getting yourself together as far as acquiring that that financial security that you need and having that legacy. So, let's go back. So as a man, you know, these are things that you have to set up. It's not just about having a beautiful woman or, you know, getting in shape alone and things like that. We have to get to the point to where we ourselves as men have security. So we need to have that financial security. We need to know the difference between assets and liabilities and have investments and set these things up. You know, and what I was talking to him, it kind of blew my mind that, you know, he was like, you know, okay, you know, I want to make at least $100,000 a year for me. Could I ask him, you know, how much money do you need to be in a good place? He said $100,000. I'm like, okay, well, okay, you have to think about what jobs are you going to acquire to be able to be at that $100,000 so you can provide and protect for your family. And he was kind of like, oh, well, okay, well, listen. I was like, okay, well, listen. You got to look at it like this. There has to be a plan A and plan B. When I say plan A, plan B, I'm talking like A is for actual, right? Actually what you want to do. And I'm not talking about a job. I'm talking about career or having your own business. And B is for backup, okay? So you have to have your plan A. So in your plan A, so say you actually want to be an entertainer. Entertainment business, whether it's behind the camera or in front of the camera, whether it's, you know, whatever it may be, whatever it is that you actually want to do. Your B is for backup. So in other words, this B backup is one of those things where you know for sure you're going to make that money. You know for sure that, you know, if I have this career or I have the license in this or whether I have the degree in this field, I'm guaranteed to get that money. Now, so a lot of times your plan B is what's gonna help you facilitate getting to your plan A, okay? Let's just say hypothetically, so you want to make $100,000, okay? All right, he wanted to basically, you know, he has a family now. So as a man, guys, you know that you have a family already, okay? You have a wife, you have kids. So you don't really have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years to go ahead and acquire this generation wealth. We have to get it now, okay? So for as men, we have to get to the point to where we have to say, okay, listen, we only have like about 2 or 3 years that we can really invest in this thing to get off the ground because we need to be able to reap the benefits from this thing like in a short amount of time, okay? So with him and I, we kind of went down the scale, okay? We know that, let's be honest, when we look at first responders, we know right off the bat, these guys can go in there for anywhere from 2 to 4 years, more so 2 years, and get in there and get their foot in the door and start making some money. Now, even if your base salary is like $50,000, which I was explaining to him, say your starting salary is around $50,000. Well, in that field, as a first responder, whether it's a firefighter, paramedic, EMT, or police officer, in any of these realms, you look at that, and you say, okay, my base salary may start off at $50,000, but with all the overtime and everything else, I can make up the difference to get to that $100,000. Now, as time goes on and you have seniority and whatnot, you are making, your base salary goes up. So you say you get up to finally, $70,000, $80,000 as your base salary. Now, guys, we know that we don't have to work as hard doing overtime to make up the difference to make that $100,000, which is our target income that we want to make. So these are things that as men, we need to sit down and talk about. And I understand that, you know, a lot of times we don't have the mentoring that we need to help us to start, you know, understanding what we need to get done. So as men, we need to work together. We need to encourage each other and we have to be realistic, you know. And these are things that you want to get situated prior to getting into a relationship. You don't want to get into a relationship and trying to figure out, you know, being secure. And a lot of times, this is what it comes from having that financial security. So this is something I just wanted to talk to you guys about. Like I said, I've been talking to a lot of these young guys, you know, in their 20s, you know, early 30s, who still haven't got it together, don't have a plan. Listen, brothers, another thing I have to talk to you guys about. Listen, when you say you want to get in a relationship or start a family, okay, and you get to that mindset where, you know, you have that, you want to have a family, you know, have a legacy. You know, we have to understand that, listen, it's not just about making the money also. We have to also look at the generational thing, all right? There's a lot of things in us that are going on that we have to face, okay? Whatever it is, whatever you've gone through in the past, you know, you need to deal with these things. There's nothing wrong with seeking, you know, counseling, getting some therapy. You know, I know a lot of times we have this mindset where it's like it's taboo to talk to someone. You know, a lot of us guys, you know, whether in the military like myself, may suffer from PTSD and things like that, where you've had things that happened to you. Maybe in your childhood, something has happened and it's affecting you. These are things that are emotional baggages that we have to deal with as men. We cannot bring this thing into a new relationship. Also with any skeletons. We have anything that we, had to deal with in our past that we didn't deal with, it can come back to bite us, So these are things that we have to look into, not only emotional security, look into, having a legacy. And another thing, having a vision. I had this cliche I said a while back when I was talking to the ladies, I would say, listen, if a man doesn't have a vision, no cookie. And I was serious about that because, listen, why would you think that anybody would want their child to be with someone who doesn't have a plan? You know what I'm saying? You don't have a plan. What makes you think that, this person wants their child to be stuck with a person that doesn't have a clue? You need to have a vision. Okay, and when I say a vision, have a plan for your life, a positive plan for your life. Because the thing is, if a woman's supposed to be a helpmate, and we're talking from a spiritual aspect, and a woman's supposed to be a helpmate, she can't help you with your vision if you don't have a vision. So it's like the blind leading the blind. Okay, now I almost talked on submission, but let's touch on that. If we're going to say that a woman's going to be submissive, okay. Now, when I say submissive, I'm not saying that a woman is losing, and we have this taboo thing where as men, we talk to women, you should be submissive, that a woman should give up who she is. It's not a sign of weakness, all right? And we'll talk about it another time, but just to touch on it, submissiveness is not a sign of weakness. In actuality, it's the total opposite. It's a sign of strength, because what a woman is doing for you, brothers, is that she understands that you love her and you're going to take care. So every decision you make is going to be a well-informed decision that's going to positively impact the whole family as a whole. So she trusts you to make that decision, but she also knows that she is your advisor. And because she's your advisor, she knows that you're going to listen to everything, ask her opinion on what's going on before you make that well-informed decision. So it's a team effort, okay? And we have to understand that, brothers, as men, we are built up to where we're logical. Women sometimes, for the most part, we've known them to be emotional, okay? So you ask them their perspective because they'll give you a holistic situation of seeing something on a bigger picture, because a lot of times we just look at facts and figures, black and white. But when you have your woman involved in your decision-making, she would help you make a well-rounded decision, okay, guys? So like we said, we talked about in this session, we were talking about be a man. And like we said, in this whole situation, the security we talked about initially, that you need to be financially secure. We need to be financially secure. And we also need to leave a legacy. We also, as men, need to have a vision. And we also need to understand that we need to allow the woman know that we have a vision, so she can feel secure into allowing us to lead the family as a whole. So these are some things I just wanted to bring you guys, because I've been talking to a lot of people along the way, a lot of brothers, and these are some things that we really need to just sit down as men and understand. Now, yes, we know there's a lot of other things that we need to tackle as men as far as being responsible. They spell it out. As a man, you have responsibilities. Take care of your responsibilities. And in a lot of times, listen, my hat goes off to all the godfathers out there, all the godparents out there, and grandparents, as men who are still mentors and uncles who are stepping in and filling in the gap for children who don't have a male role model. My hat goes out to you guys. We need more men like you to step up. Whether you have children or not, you're still stepping in the gap to helping out your nephews out, and helping out local kids in your church and organizations and communities to make sure they have that. And it's hard to say, hey man up, be a man. As men, we need to see it. We need to see, because there's really no really playbook, when you're born, to kind of say how to get it right. We kind of live and learn. But we need to see it more. Alright, not just hear, someone tell it. Because with me, I even grew up, my father died, for those who don't know, when I was 7 months old. So I was, I'm a product of a single mother. But along the way, you know, like the word says, when I was a child, you know, I thought I was a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So I progressed and I searched, I had a catalytic mindset to go out and find what I didn't have and be a self-made man. You know, everybody's not like that. But, you know, for the most part, we need more male role models, okay? We need you to get involved. Get involved. There's a lot of young people, whoever in your space that you could communicate with, you know, reach out to them. You know, let them know that, you know, you're there for them and, you know, they can talk to you, confide in you. And we just need you guys to be a positive role model to our young men out there and help them build themselves and build a community as a people. We just need that. Okay. Another thing I want to talk to you guys about is that, listen, not only do we need to take care of our responsibilities as far as being role models, but also there's a lot of kids who have been abandoned by fathers for whatever reason. And we just need to step it up. Listen, whatever's in the past is in the past, but moving forward, you know, go find your kids. You know what I'm saying? Go find your nephews, wherever they may be, and go find these kids and help them out. You know, step up. You know, I'm tired of the narrative, hearing the narrative of, you know, deadbeat dad and all these different things. And these poor kids are just left out here stranded with nobody, you know, and it's hard. It's hard to grow up not feeling that, you know, anybody cares about you. Or, you know, nobody wants to invest in you. And we need to invest in our young people. All right, as men, we really need to step it up in community. Also, you know, when a man is insecurity, this is for you ladies real quick on a side note. When a man is insecure, he's not going to commit because a lot of times he's trying to find, you know, figure out his head from his tail. He's trying to get it together. And when a man is insecure, insecure man will not commit to anything. They're not. So, you know, you have to make sure you talk to a guy. And a lot of times, you know, just be honest. Just ask his brother, like, listen, what are your intentions? You know, what is, do you have a plan? Do you have a vision plan? Do you have a goal? And men need to understand that we have women out here. As we close, a lot of women out here, they got their stuff together. They're out there getting their careers together. They're making money. They're doing their things. They're taking care of their responsibility and then some. So men, we need to get together. You really want a good woman that has her head screwed on, then brothers, you got to get your head together. You got to get in the game and be responsible. You have to be able to provide and protect. You know, we need men of substance. You know, in this day and age, you know, I'm just keep it real. Brothers have lost their masculinity. They have no identity of what it is to be a man and to lead their families. In a heterosexual relationship, they just don't have it together. So we really need to get focused, brothers. We need to get it together. You know, I'm not here to bash on you, brother. I'm here to encourage you guys. That's me. And I just want to help you guys out. And we all work together. You know, we all as a community need to come together and help our brothers out and encourage them, you know, and stop beating them up. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a difference between, you know, constructive criticism and just beating up on these guys. You know, guys, listen, I know, you know, society has painted a crazy picture for us and the narrative, you know, has been put out there that, you know, guys, you know, we don't have it together. We don't have to live up to that stereotype. You know, we can change that, you know, but we have to make a conscious decision to change it. It's simple as that, you know. Decide, okay, listen, I know there's some things I need to tighten up on and just do it. You know, it's not enough for us to just exist in this world. You know, we have to, you know, live a purpose-driven life as men, as a people. So for men, listen, if you don't got it together, it's kind of hard to see our young people get it together because it really starts with us as men. Just being honest and just getting it together, you know, all right? We know relationship is an investment and I need you guys to invest and getting yourself together, you know, be accountable for yourself and your own actions. So once again, I want to thank you guys for listening and Let's Talk Shivery. I'm your boy, Drew Hines. I'm just going to close out real quick in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for just being with us, oh God, Father, you've blessed us and give us so much, oh God. And right now, we just want to thank you for hearing and answering our prayer, oh Father. We pray for the men that they will understand who they are and what they need to be and live out their legacy, oh God. Bless them and keep them, forgive them of their sins and shortcomings, oh Father. We pray, Lord, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father God, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, once again, this is Drew Hines. Let's talk shiver. Thank you. Bye. I love you. How you doing? It's your boy Drew Hines from Let's Talk Shivery. Listen, if you would like to be a guest on our show, just let us know. Let's Talk Shivery.